It is July 15th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content of the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's newsletter. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today we have the complete interview Alex Teng conducted with Bill Brodsky for episode 3 of Options Discovery. The version of the interview Alex included in episode 3 was abridged, and this is the whole interview. The FIA has issued a mid-year advocacy update 2022. If only the news were more lighthearted, they could have issued a Goodyear mid-year advocacy update. The NFA's Office of Professional Development announced the theme of Master of Change for LinkedIn's Learnings Monthly Learning Challenge. According to an NFA LinkedIn post, staff who watched all the short videos covering the psychology of change and the importance of finding a personal voice were entered into a prize drawing. The NFA post shared this thought on change. Dealing with change can be challenging even in the best of times, but we can control how we deal with change by learning how to put it in proper context, creating perspective, and ultimately becoming more resilient. Ian Meadows has started a new position as Managing Director of Climate Risk at Incubex. The next episode of the Smarter Markets Playlist podcast, presented by ABEX and hosted by David Greeley, has guest Hannah Hahman, Head of Carbon Trading at Trafigura, on July 16th. Nancy Latham Stern, CEO and board member of Alston Trading, was recently featured on the AFIN Devitt's 50 Faces Focus podcast series. Thomas McMahon of Air Carbon Exchange is the focus of an interview in KPMG 30 Voices 2030. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Complete interview. Bill Brodsky talks options, history, innovations, and strategy with JLN's Alex Teng. In this video for The Spread, Alex Teng spoke with Bill Brodsky, an industry giant who led both the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board Options Exchange, CBOE, during his long career. Brodsky talked about growing up in New York City and following his father's footsteps to Wall Street, where he became enamored of the stock market and then buying a seat on the CBO for $10,000 before it even opened. Eventually, a headhunter from Chicago asked him to run the CME, then called the Merc, and he moved to Chicago and learned about futures. He later ran the CBOE for 16 years as CEO and then for several years as chairman. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story. How bad is the Omicron BA.5 variant? Bad enough, it's not actually the worst one, but we can't ignore it. One silver lining of the interminable COVID pandemic is that it has revealed just how prepared humanity is for a zombie apocalypse. We've proven we can ignore any public health menace provided it sticks around long enough. My comment, I know too many people close to me with COVID. Yes, you should still be paying attention. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Scorching Texas weather has cattle ranchers selling herds in panic mode. Ranchers in top cattle state Texas can't sell their herds fast enough, with 100 degree Fahrenheit temperatures making it too expensive to sustain animals. Costs for feed, fertilizer, and fuel have been soaring. There's also a lack of water in the state and little hay. That's resulting in a firehouse of cattle getting auctioned at Texas sale barns. Emery Livestock Auctions, Inc., just over an hour's drive east from Dallas, is seeing nearly quadruple rates normal sales with ranchers in panic mode, said Jack Robinson, an 83-year-old auctioneer. My comment, when the steers are seared on the hoof, you know it is hot. Here's a story from KHOU 11. ERCOT's CEO says he did not expect it to be as hot as it is. People who have lived in Houston for a while expect hot summers, but this one's been next level. Now the head of ERCOT has admitted to a Houston newspaper they did not expect it to be as hot as it is. My comment, there are a lot of air conditioners running in Houston. Here's a story from Bloomberg. China is giving off strong Lehman Brothers vibes. Xi keeps going missing, the economy is on the brink, and people are getting restless. An old myth is the idea of the wasteland, about a kingdom falling into ruin due to the illness or the moral depravity of its leader. It's a basis for such entertainments as the Arthurian legends, T.S. Eliot's most famous poem, and the 1990 Steven Seagal vehicle, Marked for Death. We're not saying Xi Jinping is ill or morally depraved, but he did disappear from public view for nearly 2 weeks recently. This is normal behavior for, say, newsletter writers who live like late-era Howard Hughes, but doesn't really meet the baseline expectation for leaders of modern countries, or even authoritarian ones. Meanwhile, China is kind of falling apart. My comment. Evoking Lehman vibes is the new way to get attention for financial calamity. Referring to a Steven Seagal movie is a surefire way of not getting attention. Sarah Rudolph says, putting Steven Seagal and T.S. Eliot in the same sentence is just weird. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was John O'Brien mentored futures traders and expanded his family-owned brokerage, an obituary from the Chicago Sun-Times. Second was John Lothian's video interview. Veteran trader Joe Corona shares his best week trading ever, part of JLN's Open Outcry Traders History Project. Third was a tie between another JLN video. JLN interviews Simplex CEO Eric Swanson at OIC 2022. The final video in our JLN Industry Leader Series from the conference, and the obituary for Jacqueline Todd Cashman from the Convoy Westchester Funeral Home. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg, Wall Street texting habit sticks banks with rare $1 billion bill. Regulators are poised to extract about $1 billion in fines from the five biggest investment banks for failing to monitor employees using unauthorized messaging apps. Morgan Stanley disclosed on Thursday that it expects to pay a $200 million fine, the same amount JP Morgan, Chase & Company paid, as authorities use that settlement as a yardstick for the industry. Citigroup, Goldman Sachs Group, and Bank of America Corp. have also had advanced discussions with the regulators to each pay a similar figure, according to people with knowledge of the talks who asked not to be identified because the matter isn't public. Another story from Bloomberg. JP Morgan's gold trader turned whistleblower lied to authorities. Trader's testimony key to U.S. spoofing trial in bank managers. Defense lawyers seek to undermine the credibility of John Edmonds. When FBI agents knocked on the door of his Brooklyn, New York home in August 2018, trader John Edmonds told them he didn't know anything about gold and silver price manipulation at JP Morgan Chase & Company. That was a lie, he admitted Thursday. Edmonds, who had worked for JP Morgan for about a decade, eventually pleaded guilty to conspiracy and commodities fraud and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. He's now a key government witness against his former boss, Mike Nowak, the longtime head of the precious metals trading desk, gold trader Greg Smith, and hedge fund salesman Jeffrey Ruffo. And another story from Bloomberg. Singapore's exposure to energy crisis seen in wild price spike. Wholesale electricity prices jumped to highest level in a decade. Volatility presents more strain to beleaguered power retailers. A spike in Singapore's wholesale electricity price to the highest level in a decade highlights the nation's vulnerability to the global energy crisis, putting further strain on beleaguered power retailers. The cost of 1 megawatt hour soared to $4,499.93 of Singapore dollars for about 30 minutes on Monday night, more than 13 times the daily average. That's just below the price cap of 4,500 Singapore dollars, which was reached last in 2012, according to Energy Market Company, the market regulator. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.